This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hit another COVID-19 milestone this week. CPR's John Daly explains.
More than 14,000 Coloradans have now died due to COVID-19. That's according to the state's dashboard. More than 40% were older than 80 years old. More than 80% were older than 60. Men made up a slight majority of the deaths. Most deaths came during big waves during the last two winters. But residents are still dying. This past month, about 30 Coloradans died each week from the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Denver police officer was injured and another person is dead after a shooting in Broomfield Thursday. Denver police were investigating a homicide around 3 p.m. when they found a suspect in his vehicle. Broomfield police spokeswoman Rachel Haslett says the suspect crashed his car and tried to steal another car.
When that was not successful, that person left on foot and fired shots at the Denver officers.
Haslett says the officers returned fire, killing the suspect. A police officer was shot in the neck and taken to the hospital. He's expected to recover. Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper say they'll support the Election Worker Protection Act. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports election workers have faced a rise in threats since 2020.
The bill would provide resources to states to recruit and train election workers, as well as create safeguards to prevent intimidation against those workers. Bennett says the legislation also would make threatening an election worker a federal crime. The bill has support from a number of secretaries of state, including Colorado's Jenna Griswold. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Train service from Denver's Union Station to the city's airport will be less frequent for most of October. RTD will reduce A-line service to every 30 minutes for about a month while they do repairs on the line to Denver International Airport. The A-line is RTD's most used train, with more than 500,000 passengers so far this year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.